Game 2 of 3 between the Rangers and Nationals. We'll take it to the bottom of the 6th. Adam Lind at the plate.
Comes in the next inning. He's still throwing in the pen.
Here's the 0-1. Swinging a high, high drive. Deep right center. Going back to center fielder to the warning track to Shields at the wall. It's gone! It carries over the Geico sign. Two rows in and deep right center.
Righty delivers, a swing and a fly ball in well to right center. Taylor going back, way back, slowing up, looking up, it's gone. Goodbye. Shin Shu-Chu with a home run over the big wall in right center field. Here's the set. Clever delivers, a swing and a fly ball in well to right. Harper going back, way back, it's over his head, and it's off the top of the wall in play. Rounding third, Andrews coming home. They'll hold the other runner, Cosma at third, into second with a double as Mazzara. He has tied the game here in the top of the ninth inning. The question becomes, when did Lobatone tag him? Out. And he's out. He's out. The ruling is out. And the game is still tied. Mazzara, big lead off. First the pitch, swung on, hit high in the air to left field. Goodwin going back, way back of the warning track. Goodwin at the wall, he leaps, and he caught it. Or did he? No, it's gone. Goodbye. Just over the wall, out of the reach of Goodwin. And the home run bugaboo bites again. Robinson Chirinos.
Rangers would take this one 6-3 in 11 innings. Martin Perez goes 5 innings, 2 runs on 7 hits while striking out 5. Gio Gonzalez just 1 run on 3 hits, 9 strikeouts. Dusty Baker and the Nationals unable to pull it off against the Rangers on Saturday as they lose 6-3 in 11 innings. Here's what Baker had to say.
You know, he's getting the ball up. And, you know, afterwards he said he admitted he should have told me or us before the game. You know, he said his back was really locked up, you know, we didn't know it, so I don't know, he's frustrated, and we're frustrated, you know, because we can't keep him healthy at 100% right now, and we don't know why.
Has he ever had that before? Is it the first you've heard of any back?
No, it's been a variety of different things.
I know it's quick, but initially, do you think that could sideline him for a bit here? Or?
Oh, I don't know, because we're in this long streak, and we need everybody we can have. So we got to go back and reassess the situation. And then, you know, it's not a very pleasant situation, so we just have to reassess it and try to come up with some answers.
So was Zim available to you today?
No. I mean... If he'd have been available, he'd have been playing against the lefty today, you know. And if he was available, he'd have been hitting against, you know, the lefty or the runner on third. So I don't know if he wasn't available today, no. And then he's questionable for tomorrow.
What is he dealing with?
Hmm?
What is him dealing with?
Well, you know, he dove for a ball, I think, in L.A. And, you know, it's his back, you know, locked up on him. They've been working on him. And so, you know, that's what he's dealing with.
That throw from Bryce there in the ninth inning to keep that game tied, what's the most impressive part of that play from your perspective?
Well, you know, how you get behind the ball, you're tied as an outfielder. He did it perfectly. You get behind the ball, and you get your momentum going toward the target, which is home plate. And, you know, that was an outstanding throw. And it was a good tag by Lobatone Bolt.
Was that a called safety squeeze there with Trey, or was it?
No, you don't safety squeeze with two outs.
Right, so I thought.
So how are you going to ask me?
Well, call him? You never know, that's why I asked.
Come on, man.
But with Defoe there, does he have to take off and go?
Well, I mean, that's a tough read, but if you're going to go, you got to go, especially against a left-hander. You know, he got to turn and throw. Might hit you, you know, might throw wild, and you really don't accomplish anything by stopping. And so, like I said, if you're going to go, then you go, you know, because that was, you know, Trey saw the third baseman back, and, you know, wasn't a bad bunt, but the pitcher, you know, responded, got off the mound quickly, and he could have thrown the first, but, you know, he looked at Defoe, who was right in front of him, and like I said, you either got to go or you got to stay.
when you look at you had the three-run inning, but then the one before that, your bases loaded, you don't get anything, some missed opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, that hurts. I mean, when you got bases loaded, got a chance to break the game open, and you don't get anything. But, you know, you got the eighth and ninth hitter up, and, you know, we had the wrong guys up.
With Sean Kelly, when he struggles, it seems like it's mostly giving up the long ball. Is there anything in particular you see?
Well, I mean, if I, you know, if I knew, I'd have stopped a long time ago. So, like I said, we just got to go back to the drawing board on the whole thing. That was a shame because, you know, lost in the defeat was a job that Gio did. He did an outstanding job. This team is better against left-handers and. I mean, right-handers and left-handers, and, you know, he proved why.
Coda Glover would blow the save in the ninth and allow the game to go to extra innings. He allows two runs on three hits in just two-thirds of an inning. Here's what Glover had to say.
Yeah, this morning I was taking a shower, been over to get my body washed, stood up, had a little kink. You know, with some issues I've had lately, I kind of pushed myself. I didn't want to take a day off. I had 3 days off already. So, you know, I pushed the limits today, tried to pitch through it, and it's one of them things where it was out of my control, and, you know, I should have said something early. I didn't. And now, you know, my back's pretty bad shape.
I think it's something that's going to sideline you for a bit here.
I don't know. Got some work done. Stephen, you know, with your back, that's everything. So I don't know what the timeline will be, but right now I'm just trying to get everything healthy.
You've worked hard to get healthy, to come back from the hip thing and all that. What's kind of the level of frustration that it's, you know, something again now that you have to deal with?
Exactly. I mean, that's what I'm frustrated with is I'm tired of being hurt. Never been hurt before until last year, and ever since then, it's just seemed like something new keeps popping up every day. So it's one of them things where I can't control it. I just got to put my head down and keep going.
What does the back not allow you to do out there in the ninth?
I mean, the adrenaline was going too much. I don't think the back really restricted me. I mean, ball was up a little bit. Stuff was flat, so there's a little bit to do with it, but it was more of when I came out and sat down and then tried to get back up, it locked up. So it's been, you know, I've been having nagging pain all day. I tried to push through it, and I shouldn't have.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Austin Bibbins-Dirks will take the hill for the Rangers. He'll square off against Max Scherzer.